Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anger Releasing is a short guided audio meditation by Louise Hay, published by Hay House and presented as a practical tool for working with repressed anger and resentment. At about 34 minutes, it belongs to the self-help and mind-body wellness category rather than conventional literary nonfiction. The recording uses structured visualization to help listeners identify anger towards several people, express it safely, and then move into a forgiveness-oriented closing stage. Its purpose is not to argue a theory of anger in an academic sense, but to provide an experiential exercise that encourages emotional release and a sense of inner control. The book reflects Louise Hay's broader philosophy that emotional states, beliefs, and physical well-being are closely connected, and that healing often begins with awareness and deliberate inner practice. Because the format is highly directive and symbolic, the work stands out as both accessible and controversial, especially for listeners who may find its imagery unusually intense. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided visualization built around confronting five sources of anger. The central structure of Anger Releasing is an audio-led visualization in which listeners are asked to bring to mind five people toward whom they feel anger. This is not a loose reflection exercise. It is a sequence designed to surface emotional material in an organized way. By narrowing the focus to specific individuals, the meditation turns diffuse resentment into something named and mentally addressed. That structure matters because anger often remains generalized until it is connected to concrete relationships or events. The exercise therefore functions as a form of emotional sorting. It asks the listener to identify where anger is stored, observe it directly, and then move through each target one at a time. In practical terms, the format makes the meditation more active than passive, while also increasing its psychological intensity. The repeated confrontation can be useful for some people because it prevents avoidance, but it can also feel demanding, especially if long-buried grievances emerge all at once. Secondly, release through symbolic expression rather than literal retaliation. The meditation is notable for channeling anger through symbolic imagery that gives the listener a sense of release without real-world harm. According to the available descriptions, the exercise includes vivid acts such as blasting an image of the person with energy and reducing them to dust, in therapeutic terms. This works as a symbolic discharge mechanism. The listener externalizes anger in a controlled imaginative space instead of suppressing it or acting it out physically. The method is deliberately theatrical, which helps explain why some users find it cathartic while others find it unsettling or too intense. The core idea is that emotional energy needs an outlet, and if anger is not expressed safely, it can remain trapped or intensify. By using mental imagery, the recording attempts to give form to that energy without encouraging actual aggression. This makes the work distinctive within self-help media because it does not rely on calm affirmation alone. It first allows a strong, even confrontational, emotional release before shifting toward resolution. Thirdly, the forgiveness cycle reframes the other person as emotionally limited after the anger expression phase. The meditation introduces a forgiveness cycle that asks the listener to consider the inner pain or vulnerability of the person being confronted. This step changes the emotional frame from attack to perspective taking. Rather than insisting that the listener excuse harmful behavior, the exercise invites them to see the other person as coming from their own suffering, limitations, or confusion. That move can reduce the sense that the other person still holds power over the listener. It also helps create emotional distance between present pain and past injury. The practical value of this sequence lies in how it softens the after effects of rage without denying that the anger was real. In Louise Hay's model, forgiveness is not presented as moral weakness. It is linked to strength, safety, empowerment, and mental openness. This makes the final stage important because it prevents the meditation from ending in pure hostility. Instead, it tries to complete the emotional loop by moving from intensity to release, which is one reason some listeners describe the experience as balancing even when they find earlier parts disturbing. Fourthly, a mind-body view of anger as stored tension that affects health. Anger releasing reflects a broader self-help assumption associated with Louise Hay's unexpressed emotion can lodge in the body and shape physical and emotional well-being. The recording does not present anger as a purely mental event. It treats it as something that can accumulate, persist, and become burdensome if left unresolved. This is why the work emphasizes release rather than analysis. The listener is encouraged to move anger out of the system so that pain, tension, and resentment do not continue to build. In the context of Hay's overall philosophy, this idea aligns with the belief that emotional healing contributes to a fuller and healthier life. Whether or not a listener accepts the mind-body claim in a strict scientific sense, the practical logic is clear: ongoing resentment can narrow attention, maintain stress, and keep old conflicts psychologically active. The meditation's value lies in offering a structured way to interrupt that cycle. Its appeal is strongest for people who prefer experiential self-help methods and are open to linking emotional work with bodily and energetic release. Lastly, a polarizing but memorable approach within the self-help audio genre. One reason anger releasing stands out is that it is unusually direct and emotionally confrontational for a short self-help recording. Many guided meditations emphasize calm, soothing language from the beginning, but this one deliberately brings the listener into contact with anger before guiding them outward again. That choice makes it memorable and explains the mixed reception it has received. Supporters often describe it as helpful, empowering, or life-saving because it gives them a way to work through resentment they could not resolve through ordinary reflection. Critics, however, often object to the destructive imagery or feel that confronting five people in succession is too intense, too theatrical, or psychologically draining. This divide is part of the book's identity. It is not a universal relaxation tool and does not try to be. Instead, it offers a specific method for people who want a structured emotional purge and who are comfortable with symbolic, spiritually inflected language. Its uniqueness lies in combining catharsis, forgiveness, and visualization into a single compact audio exercise. In conclusion, Anger Releasing is best suited for readers and listeners who are interested in Louise Hay's self-help philosophy, guided visualization, and emotional release practices. It will be especially useful for people who recognize that resentment has accumulated over time and want a structured, short-form exercise for addressing it. The main benefit is not theoretical depth, but immediate practice. It offers a sequence that moves from recognition of anger to symbolic expression, to a forgiveness-oriented closing. For some, that sequence can create a meaningful sense of relief and emotional clarity. For others, the imagery may feel too forceful or unconventional, so it is not the right choice for anyone seeking a gentle or clinically neutral meditation. What distinguishes it from similar books or audios is its willingness to work with anger directly rather than dilute it into broad positivity. It also combines spiritual symbolism with a practical emotional script, which gives it a distinctive place in the self-help genre. As a result, it remains notable less for complexity than for the intensity and specificity of its method. If you would like to support Louise Hay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.